Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 39. Joseph has just got himself into a fix. This is the character that we've been looking at for a while. He has been seduced, almost, by the owner of himself, Potiphar, his wife. But he has escaped out of her hands. But I'm sure you've heard it before. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And Potiphar's wife has been scorned by Joseph. She wanted him to lie with her. She wanted him to be with her. And Joseph fled the scene with great wisdom because he saw that the sin in this way is the sin against God, or the sin in any way is the sin against God. And as Joseph fled from her, she grabbed hold of his garment that was with him, something like a tunic that would have just came right off, and she kept hold of it, and it came off, and he kept running. Well, Joseph now is in a position of losing everything that he has gained in Potiphar's house. But we must remember that the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for these examples that you've set before us. We thank you for ones like Joseph, Lord, that as we look at this, Father, we can learn from you. That we can learn, Father, that though things may look bad when we do what is right at the time, Father, that in the long run, doing what is right pays for itself. Righteousness has its own reward. And we pray, Father, that you might deliver us from the hand of the evil one. That you, O Father, would live through us the life that you desire in us. But Father, that we might surrender to you everything that we are and have. In Jesus' name, amen. Now it says in verse 16 of Genesis chapter 39 that she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to the words, saying, the Hebrew servant that you have brought unto us came unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did your servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. And the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made to prosper. Here now Joseph, in Potiphar's household, he's been cast into prison. She says, here is a Hebrew, a foreigner, that you brought in to be a servant to us. And we find out later on, when speaking of the Hebrews, that the Egyptians thought very, very lowly of the shepherds. And the Hebrews were shepherds. They considered them as dogs. And here they had gotten a servant out of this tribe of dogs. He had bought one, and he comes in, she says, and he mocks you. Already playing on the prejudice against the Hebrews, she speaks to her husband, and this being his wife, you've got to understand what Potiphar could see. All he could see was his wife was saying, here, this slave that you've brought in tried to rape me. And I lifted up my voice and cried, and he left his garment with me and fled out. Not only does she have a story to tell, but she has evidence in her hands. What more does a man need? Well, with the prejudice that the Egyptians would have to a shepherd, to a Hebrew, on top of that, with the word of his beloved wife, and on top of that, the garment that belonged to Joseph, it was all that Potiphar could stand. He heard the words of his wife that she spoke to him, and he got mad. His wrath was kindled. And he took him and he cast him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Here Joseph goes from being the head of Potiphar's household to being in a prison. How many times does this have to happen to this fella? He was done this way by his brothers. Here he was in a position of authority with his father. God again speaking to Joseph, using Joseph, and yet the brothers catch him, cast him into a pit, sell him off into slavery, and the Lord was with Joseph, it says. Well, Joseph, being blessed by God, again comes up to a position of authority. It's obvious that God has given to him this gift, and is working through him in this manner, in this supervisory manner. He gets up into Potiphar's household, comes to a position of authority, and again he's blown down. He's thrown down to the bottom. And Potiphar's wife tells Potiphar that he attempted to rape her, when we know that Joseph was actually innocent. I think we should take this time to encourage those of you out there today who have been falsely accused and who may at this very time be suffering from the accusations of a liar. You may be suffering because of the words of someone that was just plain and simply outright, bold-faced, lying about you. That you didn't do what they said that you did. And not only so, but that you were doing what was right and you deserved some credit for that. And yet you got in trouble for it. Well, don't lose heart. If you're a child of God, the same thing is true of you as was true of Joseph. And it says in verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You may be at the lowest point right now in your life, but if you're a child of God, the Lord is with you. It may be that it's because of something that you have done wrong in your life. Then the need that you have is repentance. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you want out of that prison that you're in, suffering for your sins, then you need to confess them to God. But if you were in there out of innocency, like Joseph was, then the Lord is with you. And we look for the Lord to show us mercy in these times. And not only so, but the Lord gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Practically a quote of what Potiphar had done with Joseph. The keeper of the prison also does with Joseph. Joseph here now left his place of blessing with his father, lost his place of blessing with his father, lost his place of blessing with Potiphar, and now again, God is with him, and he gets a place of blessing with the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison turns everything over into Joseph's hand, and it begins to prosper. How would you like to have been a person that Joseph came across? I wonder just how many times God has blessed businesses because they have hired a man who the Lord is using. It's beyond us. It's nice to be able to read this in the Word of God and see how God is doing these things in behind the scenes. We'd have never known this had we known Joseph. To know him, we would have said, that is the most miserable fella I've ever met. Every time he gets on his feet, he gets knocked right back down. And a lot of time, that's all that people can see in our lives. But you know what? The Lord is with us. Draw encouragement from that. Now we're going to see that, real quickly, that Joseph is going to run into two men. Remember that he's in the prison of Pharaoh, where Pharaoh keeps his prisoners. God is working in his sovereign will in Joseph's life even now. Even the very prison that he has been brought into is where God wanted him to be. Remember this, men and women. God is sovereign. That what he does in our lives, he is doing with a purpose. He sent Joseph down there by the hand of his father so that he could be cast into a pit and sold into slavery. He sent as a slave Joseph to Potiphar's house to a woman who was an adulteress who had desires for Joseph so that Joseph could be cast into Pharaoh's prison. In Pharaoh's prison now, God is going to begin the plan of using Joseph, which he had for the whole time. We're going to begin to see it worked out. God is sovereign. And it came to pass after these things that the butler, the king of Egypt, and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth, angry against the two of his officers, against the chief butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. Now notice here, these two men have offended the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the butler and the baker. They've been cast into the prison where Joseph is, and now Joseph is their servant. Joseph is a servant in the prison. Well, notice what happens to these men. They're immediately going to enter into the realm of expertise of Joseph, because it's the realm that God is in control of. And they dream the dream, both of them, each man in his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them and said, Behold, they were sad. And behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, Wherefore do you look so sadly today? And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth wild ripe grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and fleshed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head and restore you into your place, and shall that you shall deliver Pharaoh's cup in his hand, after the former manner, when thou wast his butler. Now, we're not going to have time to go into all this, but what I want you to notice that even in the lowest time of Joseph's life, God steps in, brings somebody by his path, that the person that he wanted to come by his path, in the realm that God had especially gifted Joseph in, the realm of dreams, and Joseph glorifies God and says, Doesn't God interpret dreams? If things are going bad in your life today, if you're a child of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't God our God? No matter how bad things get, He is dependable. He still brings people across our path in the worst of times that we can minister to. And that would be my prayer today, that we would be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. This has been Jeff Buckles of the Three Roads to Two Destinies Ministries saying goodbye.
Thank you for being with us this week, Jeff, and thank you for being with us as you've been listening to Jeff Buckles with the subject of Joseph from the book of Genesis. Next week, join us with one of the other brethren as we go through our Bible study program. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe, the Two Roads. Two Destinies Radio Ministries.